route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Hello, everyone. I am back. I missed you last month. This is Kim Blanda with Healthy Hunterdon, and I am very excited about today's show. If I can get my microphone to stay in the right spot. There we go. For those of you who haven't heard the show before, Healthy Hunterdon is really a show to talk about all things healthy in Hunterdon. So how can we inspire our residents to be healthier, to indulge in healthier behaviors, and live a long and healthy life and a high quality of life. So I've talked about on the show before that we were rated the past 7 years as the healthiest county in the state. We now have moved to second position for part of that. Somerset has now moved up to number one, and we are number one in one category and two. So we've flip-flopped a little bit. But you know, in all right, we still are a very healthy county. However, we could do better. I always say sometimes we're the best of the worst, which maybe sounds terrible, but as a nation, we are not that healthy. So we talk about all kinds of topics. And today we are going to talk about seniors. We're going to talk about caregiving. We're going to talk about keeping people in their home and independent. We're going to talk about some barriers to that and some strategies to keep people in their homes. And then, you know, also some ways that we can support caregivers and talk about maybe some of the services in Hunterdon County to support people living in their homes and also the people that are caring for people living in their homes. So today in the studio, I am very happy. And ladies, I'm turning on your mics. I told them I would let them know. I have in the studio today Joanne Leeds, who is a registered nurse. She works for Visiting Health and Supportive Services, which is part of the Hunterdon Healthcare System here in Hunterdon County. And in a minute, I'm going to have you talk about your specific role in your job at VHSS. And then we also have Pam Stewart, who is the coordinator for the SafeLine program, which is also part of Hunterdon Healthcare. And I'm going to have her explain exactly what that is in a minute. So, Joanne, we're going to start with you. Just tell us a little bit about you and your specific role at Visiting Health and Supportive Services.
Well, right now I'm a field supervisor. I supervise home health aides.
A little closer to the mic. Okay. There you go.
All right. And I'm also representing the statewide respite program. And we, it's really wonderful.
How's that?
There
good?
We're adjusting the mic.
Yeah, we're adjusting the mic.
Let it be in front of your mouth,
please. Oh, okay, because Chris had said let it be on the side.
Oh, but it sounds better the way you are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Okay.
So what we do is provide home health aides in the community at Visiting Health and Supported Services, and we also have a companion service. And then I'm working on the statewide respite program, which is a great program that provides relief for stress caregivers in the community.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that in a little while. All right, Pam, just give us a little two-second overview of your position.
Okay. I manage the...
You got to get closer to the mic.
Emergency response system. And that is... that old commercial, I think I'm falling and can't get up. However, we don't really like that.
Yes, but everybody knows what it is, so we do refer to it.
Yes,
exactly.
So, we go out and we also do events. And I have a free falls plan prevention program, and that's one-on-one.
Okay, and so we're going to talk more about falls, too, and implications for that. So we started the show at an off time, so I'm going to actually stop here for a commercial break just so we make sure that we're getting all of our commercials in, and then we will be back with Joanne and Pam.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Okay. And I was going to bring you the weather report, but it's still booting up here. So I'm going to give you my look out the window weather report that I'm famous for, that everybody loves, which is, it looks a little windy, but it's very sunny. It's warm. And after that crazy rainstorm last night, I'd say we're doing pretty well. It looks like it's about 87 degrees. My weather just popped up. Humidity is about 59%. Scattered showers this afternoon and thunderstorms, partly sunny. Hopefully we're already past that. Tonight, some scattered showers and more thunderstorms. So I guess we have to keep those umbrellas out and at the ready. All right, one more commercial break.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hutterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hutterton-chamber.org.
Okay, we are back, and we are here with Pam Stewart from Hutterton Safeline and Joanne Leeds, who is a registered nurse with Visiting Health and Supportive Services. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, we do have an aging population here in Hutterton County, and
We do.
So, you know, what does that mean for us or for your organizations?
Well, I think with the baby boomers reaching retirement age, we're at a point where the healthcare system is going to be, we're going to have a strain
yes.
on the system. We're not going to have enough resources. And I believe that that's what we're seeing now, is that we just can't get enough help to help the people that need it.
Yeah.
So what we do is we try to attract employees and meet that need. And I think we're struggling with that right now.
Yeah, Joanne, that's a really good point. And, you know, I think part of the problem is that it's expensive to live in Hutterton County.
Very expensive. You're right.
Yeah.
So
right. It's expensive for our seniors who are no longer working, but it's also expensive for caretakers.
Exactly.
Right. Who are not making as much as they should be making.
I think that could be the problem, part of the problem.
Yes. And housing in this area is more expensive. So, so it's definitely a problem that probably a lot of our listeners can relate to, because then it's difficult to find people to take care of your loved ones if you're not the the primary caregiver.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Pam, what are you seeing with your clients as far as the senior population in Hutterton?
Well, what I see with my clients is that, yes, there's not Hutterton County. However, when a spouse dies, their income goes way down. Mm. And so now they were living comfortably, and all of a sudden they have to readjust.
Yeah.
Mm. And oftentimes they qualify for some benefits, but a lot of them slip through the cracks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really
sad.
Good point. Yeah, that is. That's a really good point. So those are all really valid concerns. Joanne, you were talking about caregiving services in the home that VHSS offers. Can you talk a little bit more about what types of services those are and how someone would get those types of services?
Well, like I mentioned, we have certified home health aides. They're certified by the Board of Nursing. We really have a great group of people working for us. They're very dedicated. They form relationships with their clients and patients, and they're very much needed and appreciated. And it's really, that's, I think, the rewarding part of my job is that I get to see that connection.
Yeah.
Another service we have is the companion service, and that, you know, kind of fills the gap because we can't always put a certified home health aide in there. They can do a lot of, you know, shopping, socializing, encouraging, play games, housework, light housekeeping. And that's another very good service we have.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. So I understand the some of the services that the companions provide. You mentioned the certified home health aides. What specifically would they do for someone in their home? What would they help with? The certified home health aides.
Mostly they do a lot of personal care, helping with showering, helping with exercise programs. A lot of the seniors have, it really helps to exercise. I think this is something you've been focusing on with your program.
Yes.
And if you can get, and a lot of times, like, family members will be like, I can't get him to do the exercises. But, you know, the home health aide comes in and says, hey, let's do it. And they cooperate. And the family will look at you and say, I don't get this, you know? They won't do it for me.
Well, they see them as the professional, right?
A complete stranger, yes. They will. But that's kind of how it works. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's really nice when you do see it.
That is nice. That is nice. So what are some ways that people could access home health aides? How do you get them? Is it paid for by insurance? Does your doctor tell you you can have it? How does that all work?
That's an interesting question, Kim, because a lot of people need help, and they'll go to their doctor and say, you know, I need help, and the doctor will write an order, and they think we can just provide that. And it isn't usually covered under insurance for only, it would be like a temporary period of time. So if it's going to be covered by your insurance, it's the kind of thing where you have a baseline and you've fallen below your baseline. So for a temporary period of time, under your insurance, Medicare or whatever managed care insurance you have, you can get a home health aide if there's skill for a nurse or a physical therapist. So that's kind of how that part of it works.
Okay.
And then there's the private pay program, and there's also custodial care, which is permanent care that you can get through some of the county programs like MLTSS, patient care assistant program.
Okay.
And I have a program too, but maybe we're not ready to talk about
for
that.
For the respite?
Yes.
Yes, we are going to talk about that, definitely.
Okay.
But you mentioned some programs that people might not be familiar with, like the MTLSS. I always forget all those numbers.
Yeah,
UC,
I know.
Jack,
it's
and
alphabet.
This and that.
Well, the Jack program's still
Oh, that's still,
existence.
Okay.
Yeah. And for
Pam
that,
knows them all.
For that, you would call the county. And those are county programs. A lot of people get confused, think that Hunterdon Healthcare System or Visiting Health is a count, they think they're talking to the county, but they're not. So that number is 908-788-1300. And you can call that number and see what you're eligible for.
I think that is a really good number to get out. And I'm going to say it again, which is 908-788-1300. So that is the county number that family members could call or the patient themselves could call to see whether they would qualify for services that would get paid through the county. I'm sure there's income criteria.
Yes, there's financial criteria, but I believe some of it is federally funded and distributed through the state, and it's actually kind of confusing. And sometimes when you talk to the state, you don't exactly know where the funding comes from, but that's...
Do you ever feel like it's purposely confusing?
Yes,
I do.
I do feel that way with the alphabet soup that you talked about.
Which is actually another part of our conversation that'll kind of move into right now, which is the difficulty of being a caregiver. We've had, you know, we have groups where people could go and talk to other caregivers, support groups. The word escaped me there for a minute. Caregiver support groups. We have different things for caregivers. In fact, the Senior Health Coalition, which is part of a group that Hunterdon Medical Center hosts, senior service providers, they just put on a program recently. When was it, Pam, in April?
April.
Yeah. And that was a program really celebrating caregivers.
Yes.
Because we understand the difficulty of being a caregiver. Pam, can you talk a little bit about the stress of being a caregiver?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. It really is. The best thing that caregivers can do, and I know time is important, and, you know, caregivers don't like to be away from their loved one, but it's so important because that they do get a break to be able to get away, and they will come back rejuvenated. And they need to do that on, you know, on a weekly basis. It's just so important. I mean, when you think about it, there's nearly 15 million Americans that provide unpaid care to an older adult.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
huge.
Phenomenal.
All right. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from our break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, and we are back with Joanne Leeds from Visiting Health and Supportive Services and Pam Stewart from Hunterdon Safeline, both organizations that are part of the Hunterdon healthcare system. When we left for the break, we were talking about caregiver stress, and Pam gave us a statistic that I'd like her to read again because I think it's really significant, especially with our aging population.
Nearly 15 million Americans provide unpaid care to an older adult.
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's huge.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about the sandwich generation, you know, people like my age who have children and then are taking care of their, you know, elderly parents. Yes. And I think that's a lot of people. And when you consider those caregivers are still working a lot of the times. So you have the stress of trying to hold down your career, take care of your young ones, take care of your parents or your, you know, aging relatives. And it's really, really stressful. So Pam, what else can you tell us about caregiver stress and maybe some strategies?
Well, the caregivers usually that provide substantial care, they're more likely to have physical and emotional health problems.
Okay.
And there are some things that you can do. Simple things to take care of yourself, ask for help when it's needed, spend some time with friends, take a break each day, join a support group, mm-hmm. and keep up with your hobbies.
Yeah, I think one of the key things I think you said was taking time for yourself. I think a lot of caregivers feel that they shouldn't do that, that that's, you know, leaving their loved one or what have you. But as we all know, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is a true story. A patient was going to the doctor for the first time and was so surprised when the doctor thought the spouse was the patient. Because the spouse looks so sick.
Aww.
Yes. And that's just an example of how caregivers, you know, need to take care of themselves.
Yeah, they feel guilty for taking time for themselves, but, you know, their own health starts to wane, and then there's nobody to take care of the person.
Yeah.
Joanne, you had some.
I don't like to generalize, but there's something I call Wonder Woman syndrome, where women tend to say, I can do it. I can do this. I can do it. And so I think there is a reluctance to accept help or even reach out for help. And they just keep going on automatic pilot and don't get that time to think about themselves and relax.
Yeah.
And if you do that for a prolonged period of time, something's going to break.
Right.
You know, you can't do that forever.
Right.
So
it's very, very true. When we get into a stress mode, it's that fight or flight, you know, that we've all heard about.
Right.
And our bodies were not made to be in fight or flight all of the time. Right.
No.
Yes. But that's what's causing a lot of these issues is that the health issues. Yes.
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 Well, right. Because what happens is you start like fight or flight, it cuts off your whole digestive system. So you're not going to be able to digest your food
right.
because you're so wired that you can't or effectively you digest it, but you don't do it effectively.
Well, right. And we know as nurses that the fight or flight, you're right. The blood, the circulation, the oxygen goes to the necessary parts
and the muscles.
Exactly.
Right.
Get me out of here and let me at least figure out what I'm doing, you know, thinking wise in your brain. But everything else kind of suffers.
It's true.
And we wonder why the sales of Prilosec and Zantac and antacids, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, we laugh, but it's not funny. But we really want to encourage those caregivers to, you know, to really take the time to take care of yourself. And actually, Pam has an offer for our caregivers who are listening.
I have a free pass for two, so you could bring a friend, and it's for a wellness pass to Hunterdon Healthcare in Clinton, White House, or Lambertville.
Well, that's wonderful.
It is. What
an
offer. So
those are for the wellness centers, where there's lots of opportunity for physical activity, which we know is a stress reducer. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that the pass is for you and a friend because
socialization.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. If you don't have that social network, that's just so important. So we appreciate Hunterdon Healthcare offering that to our listeners. And how do they go about getting this free pass?
Okay, they can call 908-937-5425.
Okay. And is that your number, Pam?
Yes.
Okay. So you can call Pam for your free pass for you and a friend or you and a loved one to go to the wellness center and get get away. And, you know, that's a really good opportunity to use the pass, try it out, but then you need to also follow through and join, you know, whether it's the wellness center or going for a walk or yoga or whatever your thing is, cooking, cook class. My thing is reading a book. I have a certain chair. Don't bother me when I'm in the chair, the reading chair.
Your escape.
Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly the word. Everybody needs an escape. And I hope that the caregivers that are listening realize the importance of finding their escape, whatever that is for them, gardening, shopping, whatever.
Right.
It's just really so important. So I want to move towards some of the specific services that can support and help caregivers, but also the things that can help people remain independent in their home. Because when we talk to people, and especially people that are getting older, and I forget what the statistic is, but it's very high. I want to say it's like 95% of people would prefer to stay in their home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that where things aren't going so well, but they're so much happier in their home than they are with the alternative of going somewhere else and losing control.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that we can do to help? What are some of the services? Pam, we haven't talked about your service at all. So let's talk about 100 and Safeline and how that can help people to remain independent and safe in their homes.
100 and Safeline has the personal emergency response system. And that's a personal button. It's a pendant that you can wear around your neck and or sometimes your wrist. And with the press of a button, you're able to get help. And oftentimes people think it's only for medical, but it can be used for any type of emergency. An example would be if you felt an intruder was on your property, you can press that button. And they'll have all the information about you so that, you know, they know exactly where you are and, of course, anything that you may need, especially if you did go to the hospital.
Right.
You know, like if you're allergic to any medicines.
Okay.
And a lot of times when I see them in the community, these emergency response systems, people are hesitant to use them because they think it's like activating 911, but it really isn't. You're talking to a human being. And you get to kind of know that person because the techs are similar people from time to time. And if you just feel insecure and you can't describe it, they can reach your contact person and have that person reach out to you. It doesn't necessarily mean that the ambulance is going to come or the police are going to come and knock down the door.
Right.
You get to talk to the person and explain where your concern is, and they can help you make that choice
of
what you're going to do about the problem.
Right. That you bring up a really good point. I remember, and some of these are kind of funny stories that I'm sure Pam has many of, but I remember one time somebody pressing their button because their sink was like all of a sudden leaking water everywhere, and they were kind of freaking out because they didn't know what to do. But even though it's really a medical response button, the host was able to help the person by contacting their,
daughter,
whatever, was on the list to help them. So it was just a nice thing to know that you have this sort of constant person with you via the button.
Right.
That if you need something or you have an emergency, that you're not alone. And we've had actually young people use the button as well. Can you talk about some of those instances, Pam?
Yes. We have people, actually, there was one case where the parents wanted their, child, or their daughter, to come home because of the disability was getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
However, the daughter did not want to come home, so she was the one who had suggested the emergency response system, and the parents went along with it, and because she would be able to get help right away.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
That's great. All right, we have to take another break, and then we will be back.
USA Radio News.
This afternoon, a shooting occurred at the Capital Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. Ron Bateman is with the Anne Arundel, Maryland County Sheriff's Department. He has more on the situation.
I was just informed a little while ago that based on the radio transmissions, several of my deputy sheriffs went to that address to provide assistance and do what was necessary at the scene, and that's when we heard over the radio there were multiple fatalities. And in fact, one of my deputy sheriff canine handlers made an apprehension of a suspect. It is an active investigation. It's unfolding as we speak.
President Trump participated in the groundbreaking of a new Foxconn plant that will bring 15,000 jobs to Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. The president talked about what the company will be manufacturing.
Robotics here. They're doing many other things, including full television sets. They're doing many things here, and they'll do a lot of expansion.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
One retail giant announces a new way to spend money, while another announces a way to make it. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
First, Walmart says it's introducing a 3D virtual shopping tour on its website. The virtual tour will take a customer into a 3D apartment that has about 70 items from national brands, as well as items from Walmart's private label. Of course, you'll be able to buy the item by simply clicking on it. You can tour the 3D apartment at walmart.com. Beginning in just a few days. Meanwhile, Amazon's offering a new small business opportunity. It says people with as little as $10,000 to invest could start a small business delivering Amazon Prime packages. And Amazon says the new business owners could eventually make as much as $300,000 a year. The online retailer says you can start applying now for the so-called Delivery Service Partners program.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Today, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray were testifying before a House Judiciary Committee. Things got a bit heated, especially when Congressman Trey Gowdy had a chance to take to the mic.
We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
Things also got a bit testy when it was Congressman Jim Jordan's turn.
We started asking for information in July of last year, and some of that is still not given, still has not been given to the Congress, still not has been given to this committee, the committee charged with defending the Judiciary Committee. So I appreciate what you do. I just want the information, and we're so frustrated that there is now a resolution on the floor of the House in just a few minutes that will be voted on.
Yeah, time of the gentleman has expired. Mr. Rosenstein will be allowed to respond.
I don't have any control over what resolutions you vote on, sir, and
I know you
free
don't.
To do that.
The gentleman will suspend it. The time now is the Attorney General's.
If you're interested in the truth, Mr. Jordan, the truth is we have a team of folks. They're Trump appointees and career folks, and they're doing their best to produce these documents. Director Wray explained to you the process. He's got hundreds of people working around the clock.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, and I am back to the weather. And this time I'm going to give the official weather report, not my look out the window report. So the official tonight is scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clearer with a low around 66. West wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Chance of participation. Not participation, but precipitation of 30%. And new precipitation, they're going to make me say it again, amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. I don't know if anything could beat out what we had last night, ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a little scary, and I missed several hours of sleep listening to it.
I have never heard thunder like that.
It was crazy, right? You didn't have it by you?
You slept through it?
Yes, I didn't even know it.
Yeah, I'm in the Raritan Township area. Is that where you
Ringo's
are?
Area. Yeah.
And it didn't rain there.
Out your side.
There was no way you could sleep through it. It was just constant thunder.
It was
not
crazy.
A lot of lightning, though. A lot of thunder.
No, a lot of thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I don't
time
know
what was that?
Oh, about
4 to 5.
I was
going to
say
six.
4 in the morning. Yeah.
I
slept right through it. Oh,
well,
yes.
Lucky you. Lucky you. All right. So we were talking about caregivers and remaining independent in the home. And I'd like Joanne to talk about her respite program, because, again, we were talking about how important it is for people to take time away from their loved ones to rejuvenate, re-energize themselves.
Right.
So can you talk to us a little bit about the respite program and how somebody might, get access to that?
Well, the main focus of the program is that you're a caregiver and you're stressed out, and we try to provide temporary relief to that stress.
Right.
And there is a financial criteria. The person that you're caring for has to meet the financial criteria. But then we talk to the stressed caregiver and find out what it is about caregiving that is the issue, that is causing a lot of stress.
Okay.
One of the things we can offer is maybe you're so stressed out that you just don't feel like you have time to do your errands, or you need to be caregiving all the time. You can't leave the care recipient mm-hmm. alone.
Okay.
So maybe they could go to an adult daycare center like Brightside, which we have through the Hunterdon healthcare system. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have like a whole day to yourself to try to catch up on your errands and also have some time for yourself. Hopefully go to the health and wellness
That's
center
right, with your free ticket.
Yeah. And just kind of take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we can offer. We can offer a home health aide if one is available, or a companion. Another thing, we can offer the SafeLine program as well.
Oh.
And another thing that we can offer, sometimes people just need to...
That's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're getting a phone call. That's all right. You can just tell them, hey, I'm on the radio. We'll put them on the show.
I really thought that I turned this off. Okay. I apologize.
I told you we're very casual on this show. That maybe it was a caller. They were calling in with a question.
So.
Go ahead, Joanne.
But the other thing we can offer is if you want to take a vacation, we can put your loved one in an assisted living if we can find availability, which we have been successful with in the past,
nice.
Or a skilled nursing facility. So you can take a vacation. Even there was one situation where a family was very stressed out because they were trying to paint their house, the inside of the house, and this person that they were caring for was just getting in the way and they couldn't get it done. We were able to put their loved one into a nursing home for a week, and they were able to get their project done, and that really relieved a lot of stress.
Yeah, that must have been wonderful. And plus, then they had a nicely, freshly painted house, which probably lifted their spirits.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are some really, I hope that the caregivers that are listening will take advantage and call and find out about that program, because it could really mean the difference between getting through your year and not, especially the vacation, or like
right.
you said, being able to complete projects that are important to you and your family, but
exactly.
that you can't do because you're always caregiving.
And I'd just like to give out the number that you can call. And Phyllis Ewing and I work together on this program, and we're happy to talk to anybody on the phone or even come to the house and help you get the financials all together, because that can be very confusing. And just, see if you meet the financial criteria. We're willing to do that. The phone number is 908-788-2568. And any questions, feel free to call.
All right, that's wonderful. And the other thing that I wanted to stress, if people didn't hear you say it, was that the income that is considered is the person who's receiving the caregiving.
Right.
Not
it's
the
not
caregiver,
your income.
Because that could be very difficult too, because you know, maybe you as the caregiver have a decent income.
Right.
But
Thanks, Kim. That's a good point.
You know, but even though you're doing okay, it's a lot to put somebody in a nursing home for a week. You know,
so you
may not be able to afford that, but
right.
if the person themselves would qualify. So that's, I think that's also helpful to know. So, okay. So, you know, the next topic that I would like to talk about is some strategies and some specific things that cause people to lose their independence. So I'm specifically talking about things like falls, mismanagement of their medication, issues with chronic disease. So, you know, either one of you, just any of those topics.
On the falls, I do have, I think I had mentioned this before, I have a falls plan. It's a prevention plan. And you could call me at 908-237-5425 for an appointment. It is done in a confidential setting, and it's one-on-one.
And what exactly is a fall prevention plan?
Well, it's an assessment of where your balance may be off. It has to do with medications, if you're exercising. So there are a lot of questions that we ask, and you get to take the assessment home with you.
Okay. I think we probably... Oh, I should have water for my guests.
I do.
But falls is a biggie. I think, you know... if you work in healthcare, you understand the impact that a fall could have on someone.
Yeah, a fall can really set you back, and we try to prevent them. At Visiting Health, we track all of the falls of our clients and look and search for ways that we might be able to prevent that from happening again. And, you know, a fall can just set you back, and they can be prevented.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
And I think sometimes, and sometimes a lot of times, they could be prevented. But sometimes we get stuck in our ways, like, for instance, with throw rugs.
Ah, yes.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yes, because I know I have done many presentations myself on falls and fall prevention, and I always talk about those beautiful throw rugs that we all love, and they look lovely until
they
trip and break your hip.
Right.
So, you know, we need to be looking around our homes as we, well, really any age, but especially as we start to get older, to see, you know, is our house cluttered? Are there things that we're going to get tripped up on, those rugs? Do we have a clear path to the bathroom, you know, especially at night when we're, you know, there's not as much light? Do we have a night light?
Adequate lighting, yes. That's another issue.
Yeah, and then the other thing that we try to stress as well is having core strength, meaning are we exercising, are we maintaining our agility and core strength? So your core is sort of the center section of your body, which gives you balance. So if somebody were to knock into you, or if you knocked into the coffee table, that you would be able to stabilize yourself and not sustain a fall. Or if you are in decent physical health and you have been exercising, if you do sustain a fall, a lot of times your injuries will be less because your body is just in better shape.
True. So. And you know, also a little bit of education can be helpful, because a lot of people, you know, if you put your feet together, you're going to be not as balanced if you have a wide base and take, you know, a foot or two in between your feet. You have better balance. So a lot of times it's education that can really help as well.
Joanne, do you think that some of your home health aides or the nurses going into the homes to do evaluations, would they point out things in the home that were troublesome?
Yes, they do. Our aides are incredible. They have so much knowledge because they've worked with physical therapists and occupational therapists through home health services. And they learn a lot. I'm actually kind of envious sometimes because you guys get all this information. You got to share it with us.
Yeah,
you know, it's very important.
Time with the clients, which is nice. All right, we have to take a break, and then we will be back with more.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Yes, we were just talking about how it would be cool if we could take phone calls, and Chris Bianco, if you're listening, that's a job for you. I do think they actually could do that. There's a phone right there. but on one of my shows, it started ringing, and I picked it up and hung up.
You need someone to answer the phone for you.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. So we mentioned medication before, and I want to talk about that because it's one of the biggest reasons why people are readmitted to the hospital because of mismanagement of their medications. And I hear nightmare stories, and my seniors, who I absolutely love, have told me that they share pills, that they cut their pills in half because they're too expensive, or they take them every other day because it's less money, or they don't take them at all. And I get horrified because pills don't work unless you take them the way that they were ordered. And then also you need to know what medications you're taking, because how do you know if they're helping? I always got frustrated when I worked in the hospital and I would show people their pills. I would kind of line them up and I would say, okay, what is this one for? And they're like, I don't know. What is this one? I don't know. My doctor told me to take it. I'm like, well, how do you know it's working if you don't even know what it's for? So don't put things in your body unless you know what it's supposed to be doing for you. But let's talk a little bit about medication. Pam, I know you have a device to help people manage their medications. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it's a medication dispenser, and it can hold up to, usually holds about 2 weeks of medicine. And what we do is we train the caregiver to load the machine, mm-hmm. and because it's machine locks, so the caregiver does have a key to this. And so if the patient doesn't take the medication, the caregiver will be notified.
Okay, that's very interesting. Yes. So this is more for people that are maybe forgetting to take care of their medication or just have trouble managing their medications?
Or somebody that is taking a lot of medication.
Okay. Yes.
And also we have people that have arthritis and they only have to open up the one capsule very easily because all the pills are there. Okay. So it's a lot easier for them to do that
than
to try and get them capsules, the cap off the
right
all the meds.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Joanne, what kind of services do you guys have at Visiting Health and Supportive Services to help people with medications?
Well, if you did have a med dispenser, like Pam's talking about, and there wasn't a caregiver to fill that pill box, there we have a private pay, meaning if you pay out of pocket, for a nurse to come every week or two, depending on how many meds they take, mm-hmm. and she could fill the pill box for you. We also have a pill box program, which is also private pay, and we can come in weekly or fill 2 weeks worth of pills, and then the person, when you think about it, all those bottles, opening those bottles every day, some yes. people do that. It's like, I don't know why you don't use a pill box, because it's, then you can just open those bottles once a week or every 2 weeks, and it's easier.
Yeah.
And the problem with the population, especially with the memory problems that some people experience, is that they know they should take their pills, so they kind of like obsess on it and take too many. That's where Pam's med dispenser really comes in handy, because they can't do that. They can't take 2 days worth of pills at a time.
It locks out the other pills.
Exactly.
Correct?
The worst that could happen is you don't take your pills, but that's much better than taking 3 days worth of pills.
Yeah.
Because you want to do the right thing,
right.
but you're not quite sure about the date.
Right.
You know, so that
right.
that's a problem.
Yeah. And at least the caregiver would be notified if they
right.
didn't, you know, open that mm-hmm. little drawer,
yes.
little flap or whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. Because the other part of it is that a lot of times the caregiver doesn't live near, like they might be the primary caregiver, but they're not providing the hands-on care because, you know, the loved one
right.
lives here and they live in Maine. And so they're bringing in some services to try to support that person, but they may not always visually be, you know, or physically be where that person
right.
is.
Right. We see a lot of that, especially, you know, people are so transient. They're all over the country, you know, and a lot of people are left alone. Their children live far away.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really hard. There's another service that Hunterdon Helpline provides in regards to when we're talking about medication and managing your medication. They have a service, and it's a free service, which is great.
Yeah, we like that.
Yes,
free.
Everybody loves
yes,
free.
That's good.
Free is good.
Where they have people, it's all kind of pre-set up, and then people will call with reminders. You know, good morning, Mrs. Jones, you know, have you taken your medication, or it's time to take your medication, or so it serves many purposes, especially when the caregiver is not local, you know,
right.
it's somebody, do you know about that program?
Oh yes. And actually they'll go so far at Helpline as to say, I'm on the phone now. It's time to take your meds. Do you want to go and take your meds while I'm on the phone? I mean, they really, it's a great program.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Just to help people manage those medications.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you guys, because you work with seniors, so what would you say to a senior who was like, well, I can't afford to take my medication every day, so I take it every other day. What would you talk to them about? What would you say?
Well, I would encourage them to go to the county. There's a program, PAAD, that they might qualify for, that might help them with their medications. There's also a program at the hospital, but I'm not exactly sure how to contact them, but they can provide assistance. They have a large database, and they're able to find discounts on certain medications based on what's going on in your life. And if I couldn't get anywhere, I might say, would you mind if I gave your daughter or your son a call and maybe talk to them
yeah.
about what's going on?
Well, and that's a really good point, too. Even with the services that Pam has,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the holidays, a lot of times people are like, I don't know what to get my mom or my dad. They
mm-hmm.
have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are some things that are really helpful. And, you
right.
know, instead of a, you know, scarf that they don't need, you know, to be able to provide a medication dispenser or maybe even a nurse to just come in and do education, fill the medication box or check on their loved one or whatever it is at that skill. Or maybe they need a companion. You know, maybe they don't need a high level of care, but they just kind of need somebody to help them with the laundry or some of the, you know, day-to-day things, grocery shopping, things like that. So I think it's important.
Yeah, because you're giving them the gift of autonomy. They can be independent, and that's like that's what they want.
That's the
goal.
That's
what you hear all the time.
Yeah.
I want to stay here.
That is definitely the goal. So we only have about 2.5 minutes left.
Oh.
So
boy, this went fast.
It went very fast.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess maybe the last thing I'll say is if there's anything pressing that you want to talk about, but maybe, you know, your top advice to caregivers or to people who want to remain in their home, what would that be?
Well, I would suggest that you call our office and just talk and gather information because there's a lot of help out there. There's funding that can provide you help. So I'd like to give the number for the statewide respite program
right
one
ahead.
More time.
Yes.
It's 908-788-2568. And we're happy to discuss not just our program, but all the programs that are available in the community and to refer you to, if we can't help you, to wherever you might be able to get some help.
Yeah, that is one of the great things about visiting health and supportive services with Hunterdon Healthcare is that you know, certainly you have services that you provide, but you're very well versed in the resources in the community. And so if, you know, you're all about taking care of the person and what their needs are, and if it's not what you have to offer, you have other places to connect them to and are willing to do that.
And it's a confusing system. Like,
yes, it is.
So if you have someone who can guide you through it, that helps.
Absolutely. And a lot of times you'll know the person they need to talk to or the phone number.
Sure.
Or what have you. So it's a wonderful resource that you guys are providing. Pam, what would be your last comment?
Well, I did want, when we were talking about medication, I wanted to mention that there's PAAD in New Jersey and also Senior Gold. So oftentimes people do not realize that they can get their medications for a lot less.
Okay.
So I did want to mention that.
Yeah. So again, for people to reach out and find out what the resources are in the area, we have resources for food pantries, resources for medications through the PAD program, through the medication access program at the hospital.
And Meals on Wheels, that's one way you can get a meal once a day and someone is not going to drop it off on the porch. They're going to come in and make contact with your loved one.
Right.
So it's kind of another way, like the helpline, to get some help in and someone checking on your loved one every day.
Right.
Oh, well, Monday through Friday.
Right. Well, you're not going to believe this, but our time is up.
Oh, my goodness.
So I want to thank both of you for being on the show today. I think it's
a really important topic.
And I appreciate you being here. Until next month, this is Healthy Hunterdon with Kim Blanda.
William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm